It's the Morning Set with Steve Chavis, Carlos Lando, and Abby Clark. We're on the line with Billy Childs. The Winds of Change is the title of your latest release on Mack Avenue. And how would you describe the theme or the feeling you were going for when you put together these originals and a couple of covers?
Well, first of all, I wanted it centered around the players that I would call. I am fortunate enough to be able to play with players like Brian Blade and Scott Colley and Ambrose Akinnusery. I thought that these four individual, the four individual voices, including me, would be able to interact really conversationally on this album. And I used kind of as a template, there's an album by Kenny Wheeler called New High, GNU, like the animal. And I just loved the way that that album moved. And I wanted to do something that kind of took that into the here and now. Brian and Scott and Ambrose are just such extraordinary painters and poets in the music that can have really great dialogue within the structure of the tune. So that's how that came about.
I'll tell you what, here at KUVO in Denver, your radio hit, the one we've got on the jukebox, is The Great Western Loop.
A friend of mine, a singer named Joanna Walfish, is a great singer and songwriter, but she also did a very extraordinary thing. She rode her bike from, like, I think, Washington State or something, all the way back down to Los Angeles, and while carrying a guitar and supplies, and then stopping along the way and playing gigs and then, you know, going to the bicycling 100 miles to the next place to play gigs. And it just, something about that really intrigues me, a sense of adventure, you know. I started thinking about these hiking trails. There's this one called the Pacific Crest Trail that goes from, like, where California meets Mexico all the way up to Vancouver. And then there's about four or five of them that kind of connect, and they form a loop around the western half of the United States. It might even go through Colorado. It forms this loop and goes back to where Mexico and California meet, and it's called the Great Western Loop. It's about a 7,000-mile hiking trail, and I think only two people have completed it. The song is supposed to have, like, kind of a sense of motion and a sense of adventurousness to describe this, you know, fantastic hiking trail. So hopefully it did that.
You covered Chick Corea's Crystal Silence and Kenny Barron's The Black Angel.
Yeah, those guys are, I look up to those guys too. You know, Chick Corea, who's no longer with us, who is a dear friend of mine and a major influence on me, and Kenny Barron, who is with us and is still thriving and playing great, touring and doing experimental things and, you know, expanding and growing, you know, but also someone who I very much look up to as a mentor. Yeah, The Black Angel was, like, one of the first jazz albums that I ever even heard by Freddie Hubbard, and I always loved that song. And I was thinking, what Freddie song can I do on this? It turned out not being a Freddie song, but something associated with Freddie, The Black Angel. And it had significance for me because it was, like, among the first jazz that I heard. So I kind of reworked it and, you know, got a nice Facebook comment from Kenny Barron saying how much he liked the arrangement, so that meant a lot.